I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Casting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. Ugh, I hope you all enjoyed last week's Halloween episode. I certainly enjoyed putting it together. It was a lot of fun just basically hanging out down here in the basement, just kind of letting everything go and seeing what happened. We are currently experiencing a seasonal switch. Slash shift slash whatever the hell you want to call it here in Kansas. It was very warm yesterday, and now it is raining, and it is cold, and it is supposed to snow tonight. So my allergies are going batshit, so that's the reason it sounds like I'm talking through a towel. Apologies. I've got all sorts of crazy new shit for you guys. And a lot of older stuff, and oh, it's just going to be fun. So we're going to start it out with some new music on Slovenly Records. We played some of their other new music a couple weeks ago. We played stuff from that banana, the banana song by Apple Brains. This week it is Acid Baby Jesus. They're from Greece. They're Psychedelic Garage. Their Hospitals single is fantastic and wonderful, but this full-length entitled LP just really goes that extra mile and just kind of blows everything out of the water. This is on the second side of the LP. It is the second to last song in the whole album, as a matter of fact. And it is from Acid Baby Jesus. It is entitled Horse.
Yeah.
from their forthcoming single entitled Searching Through the Past. That is Searching Through the Past. That is Bleached. That features Jennifer and Jesse Klavan, formerly of Mika Miko. They just came through and played Lawrence with Mouth Breathers this past Friday. I was supposed to go, but it had been a very long week at work, and I just flat out passed out around 9:30. Unfortunately. That comes out early December on Suicide Squeeze, and it is damn fine. They've got another single entitled Carter and a couple others on various labels, and you can track them down yourself. New music from Pujol that is entitled Stuff. It is from their recent 10-inch on Saddle Creek Records entitled Nasty, Brutish, and Short. They have a couple other singles. You can pick up their if not the first, then one of the first ones on Evil Weevil, a fine label who seems to be ahead of the curve on everything awesome in punk and garage these days. Definitely some good stuff. Looking forward to hearing the full length when it comes out next year. And we started everything out with new music on Slovenly Records from their full length entitled LP that was Acid Baby Jesus with Horse. This next set actually has some more music from Slovenly. I'm not really intending to focus on this label so much lately. I have noticed that I do tend to go through label things where I'll just start listening to a lot of one band will lead me to something else, and so on and so forth. And such is the case with Slovenly. Although I reviewed this record a couple months back, actually, when it came out this summer, I did describe this as the only really entertaining song on the album. Personally, I do feel Davila 666 does it a whole lot better. But this track is damn good. And if it were a single, it would probably be one of my top singles of the year. From their self-titled debut full-length, this is Los Vigilantes with Ven Vamos.
Ven vamos, ven vamos, a que te vayas. and chains.
Well, 16 years she's been hanging around, trying to bury me in a hole in the ground. Well, I think it's time that I even the score.
There's only room for one in this cage of yours.
Don't save me when I'm starting to drown. Don't use me when you don't want me around. Just be my slave girl, cause that's all I need.
Just take a little trip back to the Stone Age with me.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say the only really solid top-to-bottom Nashville Pussy album, Let Them Eat Pussy, that was Go, Motherfucker, Go. They've had so many like lineup changes, and things have just gone crazy, and it frankly got old after a while, but man, that first Nashville Pussy full-length, just fantastic. Just it's worth purchasing. It is worth owning. You will not regret it. That track, especially. If you can track down the video for it, it is filthy. Holy Christ. It never got played on MTV or any of those. It was one of those, the earlier videos that just kind of got leaked to the internet. And it's softcore pornography, essentially. Before that, Lime Spider is doing Slave Girl, that is from Children of Nuggets, a compilation of bands that were kind of, like, you know, 80s bands that were influenced by acts, on that first Nuggets compilation. It's a fantastic comp, and, definitely in terms of, sound, it ranges a little more widely than the original Nuggets compilation. There's also a Nuggets 2 comp that Rhino also put out that features a sort of British invasion bands that's fantastic and goes quite deep in terms of cuts. And we start everything off with Los Vigilantes doing Ven Vamos from their self-titled LP on Slovenly Records. Okay, this past weekend was the fest. For the 10th year in a row, I did not attend. So, there's that. so I figured I'd play a set of, sort of festy type bands, that sort of orgcore punk rock. It can't get a little old, but fuck it, I love it. From their album, they're fantastic, album, as a matter of fact. The Greatest Story Ever Hooled. This is the Grab Ass Charlestons with Beer Exile.
It's a long walk home when you feel dead on your feet. And it's hard to hold your head up on nights like these. And you can feel the way our towers breaking you slowly. You let us say it's only a 15-hour drive. Is there room in to run up for one more? There's a room in Toronto for one more. Get along the west shore of Lake Ontario. I'm not painted with a hill. I made it not to Ireland. And Lake Ontario. Oh, Lake Ontario.
From the album Dumps Luck, that was Down in the Dumps with Pipe Dreams. That is the first track on that. You know, that's not a band I know a lot about, and I can't really even remember how I got that album, but it's good, and I really need to return to it more often. I believe it popped up on, like, the Pop Punk message board as, like, one of those, hey, download my band's album for free, and that sort of thing. And I'm running on not a lot of sleep. I went and saw KU's season opener basketball game versus Pitt State last night, and then stayed up way past my bedtime working on various projects, sending emails, working on job applications and things of that nature. So I didn't do any research, and this was just sort of me flying by the seat of my pants. So hey, there's that. From their last LP, Dream Homes, that was Dear Landlord with Lake Ontario. That's also been featured on a Fest comp, so I figured it was very, very appropriate. It kind of sucks that they've stopped doing that over at Punk News. They, for a couple of years there, they did a couple of bands you could expect to see in a way to kind of turn you on to stuff, and they haven't done it. I guess either it's gotten too big, or they've gotten too big, or who knows. And we started everything off with the Grab Ass Charlestons doing Beer Exile from The Greatest Story Ever Hooded on No Idea Records, as was that Dear Landlord record, as a matter of fact. Oh, No Idea, you continually put out fantastic, fantastic releases at a very, very affordable prices. I quite enjoy it. And, oh, let's play some music by a band that doesn't exist anymore. Roxy Epoxy is still making music, and I have missed her several times when she has come through town, and even when I have been near where she is playing in Austin, but damn shame that. This is from the Epoxy's record Stop the Future, which is available on Fat Records. It is the first track. It is entitled Radiation. From their finally released album, Real Pony Glue, that was Lawrence's Rooftop Vigilantes with Everyday Reader. You can now get that, well, as far as I know, only at Love Garden Sounds, but I'm sure you can find it in various places on the internet. Yeah, the band got back together and finally released that album 2 years after they recorded it with famed producer Jay Robbins out on the East Coast. Yeah, it's like label problems. Like, there are rumors that they were going to sign Device, and it just nothing really ever seemed to happen. And then they all went their separate ways, and various people were doing various things. Seth started Dry Bonnet. Zach joined Mouth Breathers, and finally, it saw a release, and it's quite good. Before that, from their Mount Whatever 7-inch, that was Whatever Brains doing Mount Whatever. I use the word whatever a lot. Whatever, who cares? Whatever Brains, definitely a band whose singles do not give you an accurate depiction of what their LP is going to be. Well, you know, maybe kind of in that it doesn't hew to any one particular genre or anything like that. It does kind of bounce all over the place. And we started everything off with the Epoxies doing Radiation from their LP Stop the Future on Fat Rat Chords. One set of music left, and we're going to finish it with some pop punk. Because speaking of ranging all over the place, that's what this week's podcast has been. I think it's been a lot of fun. I think it's been a lot of interesting bands we don't normally get to. This is from a CD I found in a dollar bin. And a band that I quite enjoy, a band that I own a t-shirt by. This is from their 2006 release on Insubordination Records entitled Mutiny Pop. It is the copyrights, and this song is called Life Vest.
Cut to One more fight. You're so wrong, I'm so right. One more drink, I can't think. I'm leaving you tonight. Arriving at the scene, the sirens are deafening. I can't see my car keys. Stop yelling, you love me. I'm driving, I can't see. I black out indefinitely. As she sits on the edge of a ditch on the state road. Hands in her face and her thumbs in her temples. Catatonic, regretful. And the words on her lips keep impressed in the concrete. Bearing the name of silent apology. Baby, I'm sorry. One more shot, one more fight. You're so wrong, I'm so right. One more drink, I can't think. I'm leaving you tonight. The dispatch, a car crash. Breathe deep in case it's your last. Arriving at the scene, these sirens are deafening. I can't see my car keys. Black out indefinitely. One more shot, one more fight. I'm leaving you tonight. As she sits on the edge of a ditch on the state road. Hands in her face and her thumbs in her temples. Catatonic, regretful. And the words on her lips keep impressed to the concrete. Bearing the name of silent apology. Baby, I'm sorry. Whoa, baby, I'm sorry.
From their self-titled release on It's Alive Records, that was The Dopamines with The Dispatch. Fuck, I love that song. I probably would have played it every week if I could have on my radio show, back when this program was a radio show. I don't know why I didn't. I don't know why I don't play it more often around the house. I don't dig out my CDs as often as I should. But the podcast this month should actually end up being fairly interesting because I've instituted what I'm calling No Acquisition November, where I am trying my best, except for stuff that I have requested for review and stuff that shows up in my inbox or mailbox. I am not buying any new movies, books, or CDs, or, you know, LPs, or anything of that nature. So I'm to the extent where I'm trying not to even download anything. So it should be interesting. The idea is that I want to like work my way through this stack of LPs and books and kind of maybe work my way through a lot of the CDs that I have. I've purchased, you know, various clearance stuff, and just it'd be a nice way to reacquaint myself with things that I own rather than trying to just acquire more that I won't listen to. So, that should make for some very interesting episodes in the upcoming weeks. Before that, from their new LP on Don Giovanni Records, that was Big Eyes with Take the Time from Hard Life. Oh, they were so good when they played the Tap Room. It was such a shame that I did a shitty job of promoting it. Thanks to CJ and all of them for playing. And we started the set off with the Copyrights doing Life Vest from Mutiny Pop. And that is the show for this week. I have no idea what next week's program is going to be. I'm going to try and get into some of these, some of my more recent LP acquisitions. I have received, the review went up yesterday, as a matter of fact, of the Embarrassments Patio Set, Sex Drive single re-release. I'll probably play something off that. Try and work my way through some of these interesting, strange LPs that I've grabbed recently. So do look forward to that. As always, you can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog about things like vinyl and books and other upcoming releases and so on and so forth. You can look forward to reviews of some new books that I've gotten, including Put the Needle on the Record, Chris Hardwick's Nerdist book, as well as Balance, a recent sort of photo essay book about European hardcore. So do stay tuned for that. I may even figure out a way to work in the new issue of Bananas magazine as well. And I also tweet obsessively at Nuthouse Punks. Remember, tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff. Tell your friends who make with the writing to send me their zines and so on and so forth. Until next week, thanks for listening.